And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. In life, there are times when we must tell others about their bad behavior or unsafe actions. Sometimes that means giving them a strongly worded warning or scolding them. We can also read them the Riot Act. A riot is a violent public disorder, and that is where the expression comes from. The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says it dates back to the early 1700s England, when opponents of King George I began a series of protests. The British government wanted to stop the protests, so they passed a law called the Riot Act. It permitted officials to break up gatherings of 12 or more people by reading a speech out loud. If the protesters did not leave, they would be guilty of a crime punishable by death. By 1819, Riot Act was also being used more generally for any severe warning or reprimand. The law is no longer enforced across the pond, as we sometimes refer to Britain. But the term to read the Riot Act is still alive and well today. We read someone the Riot Act to severely scold them. Reading the Riot Act can include some shouting, and in fact often does. We can use this expression in just about any situation where someone has made a big mistake, at work, with our friends, and with our family. Now let's hear it used between two friendly co-workers who are talking about a family situation.
Wow, who was that on the phone? I could hear her yelling at you all the way over here.
It was my aunt reading me the Riot Act.
Why? What did you do?
Well, I forgot to go to her house for dinner last night. And she made all my favorite dishes.
Oh, that is a big mistake. I'm not surprised she read you the Riot Act.
And it was her birthday.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised she is still speaking to you.
I know. I feel awful. So, to make it up to her, I'm taking her out to dinner at a restaurant that serves her favorite dishes.
If VOA Learning English stopped teaching English, our listeners would have every right to read us the Riot Act. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.